Cribbage starts at 6:30. Trivia with myself coming up at 7:30.
Competitive cribbage. What are they wearing, helmets?
Yeah, it's competitive as opposed to just for fun.
All right.
Boston Bruins in the trade deadline today, making a couple of moves, trying to improve their squad instead of selling some parts. And we're going to talk with one of the great Boston Bruins writers here in the area. It's Mike McCauley of the Hockey Writers and the NHL writer for the Cauldron as well, who now joins us on the G&M Family Market phone line. Mike, welcome back into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this deal today. A couple of them for the Boston Bruins. There's been some speculation Louis Erickson would be traded. He stays in Boston. They're talking about a contract extension. But the Bruins pick up two players, a defenseman and a forward, and it seems like they overpaid trying to make a bid for a postseason run.
I think they did. You know, if this was in a, if the Bruins were in a different situation right now where they were pretty close to a cup run and they were a very competitive team in the East, I would have absolutely no problems with what they gave up for Lee Stepniak and John Michael Lyles today. However, the Bruins have a lot of flaws that they still need to address. And while, you know, Stepniak is a good player, there's really no need to add someone like that on the team. 16 goals and 25 assists with New Jersey Devils right now, and he was one of the leading scorers for New Jersey. But, you know, that's offense really isn't a problem for the Bruins. And to give up a second-round pick in 2017 and a fourth-round pick in 2016, it's kind of a lot. You know, John Michael Lyles, I think that, you know, they traded a third, a fifth, and a prospect to Carolina to get him. And, you know, I think that was on par with the prices that you were seeing today and the past week. But, you know, I don't know if John Michael Lyles is the exact answer or someone that you'd really want to shore up that top four. So just a really curious day today, for sure.
With these trades now being in the books and official, does this change the way that you view the Bruins and the hierarchy of the conference?
You know, I think that you take Washington out of the picture, I think the East is wide open. I think any of those teams, you know, stranger things have happened where any of those teams could come out of the East. You know, obviously not included the Caps, but, you know, did the Bruins get better? Probably. You know, anytime you add a 40-point guy to your offense, you know, and without subtracting any pieces, then, yeah, you're probably still going to be able to score some goals. And, you know, you'll probably be able to do slightly better on defense. You know, John Michael Lyles is a little bit more of a two-way guy with some offensive upside. He's not really a stay-at-home guy. So, you know, the goals allowed, the amount of goals that the Bruins have been giving up, that's probably not going to change too drastically. So, yeah, you know, I think the Bruins may have went from being, you know, a good team to a sort of pretty good team. I don't know if it's enough to push them over the edge at all.
Louis Erickson, of course, staying into town, as we mentioned earlier. What is the status on the contract extension, and do you think the two sides can hammer that one out, or will he walk as a free agent come this summer?
You know, Sweeney just mentioned in his press conference that about 5 or 10 minutes ago that they're still not close to an extension. So, you know, you have to wonder if they're going to just let him go at the end of the year, and they're kind of treating this as a rental situation where, you know, instead of giving up a first-round pick and a prospect for a guy like Louis Erickson, they figure, okay, well, he's already on the team. Instead of getting more prospects to stockpile, you know, what we have and build a team for the future, you know, it's kind of a wash. You know, and they're kind of considering Erickson a quote-unquote rental in that case. You know, Sweeney, his preference is obviously to sign Louis Erickson. Whether or not that gets done, I don't really know. I think there is a way for the Bruins to maintain Erickson and Brad Marchand, who's going to be a free agent after next season. But, you know, that's what Louis Erickson is looking for is somewhere in the range of $6 million, or, you know, maybe a little less than $6 million for over 5 or 6 years. And the Bruins won't go more than $4 million. And even that was kind of a stretch for them. So it's going to be tough to see that they probably could have gotten a pretty hefty return for Louis Erickson. But instead, they decide to keep him and, you know, try to keep this team together and see what they can do.
More than the deals that he swung today is the way that he's handling the Louis Erickson, let's call it a situation, what Don Sweeney is really going to get graded out on at the end of the season?
I think so. You know, he's definitely had some curious moves so far since he's taken over for Shirelli. You know, there have been some trades where, you know, I think the Bruins won, or I think they did well with the Milan Lucic trade. I think they did well when they traded Martin Jones away. But, you know, in the same breath, you know, 3 days after they traded Lucic and Dougie Hamilton, they traded third round for Zach Rinaldo, who's now playing in Providence in the AHL. So I do think that the Erickson situation is going to be something that he's very much judged on. And, you know, unless the Bruins really make a splash in the playoffs, I can't see this going well. And you'd be surprised at how many people actually want Erickson gone and thought that, you know, this was absolutely something they should have done and they should have gotten rid of him at the trade deadline. I think I'm in the very overwhelming minority where I personally think that the Bruins are going to be a better team with Erickson on the roster. But, you know, with the additions they got today, I still don't know if that's enough to really do much in the East.
Talked with Mike McCauley of the Hockey Writers and also NHL writer for the Cauldron. Now, Mike, you talked about some of the stuff you would have done. What else would you have done if you were in Don Sweeney's shoes to improve this team or to get them into a better position for possibly next year as well if you were given the role of general manager?
Oh, I probably would have done a lot. you know, the Bruins came into this with two first-round draft picks, and they gave up, you know, today alone they gave up a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth over the next 2 years. So four picks total over the next 2 years. Instead of kind of, you know, bundling together one of those first-rounders, theirs and San Jose's, with maybe a prospect to see if there was anything out there for in terms of, you know, a top four defenseman. And the names are out there that the Bruins were obviously looking at. You know, you get a guy like Sammy Vatanen in Anaheim, Matt Dumba in Minnesota, Jonas Brodin also in Minnesota. Those were all, you know, whether or not the teams were willing to trade for them. You know, I think if you're the Bruins GM, you need to make the most of the prospects you have, which are pretty decent, and the picks you have, which, you know, you do have two first-rounders, and try to make something happen. And I think that the Bruins are in a situation where they're not rebuilding, but they also are kind of rebuilding on the fly right now. And a lot of the defensemen that they have, and, you know, defensemen's obviously their weakest position, a lot of the defensemen that they have are in that, you know, early 20s stage of their career where, you know, they're first or second year guys and they're still kind of playing a fifth or sixth, maybe even, you know, a healthy scratch role of playing in Providence. And you just have a whole team of them. So the Zach Trotmans, the Colin Millers, you know, Kevin Miller, who has been admittedly playing better. So you really needed to boost up that defense. And, you know, I think, like I said, I think they had the first rounder that they could have given up. You know, a guy like Alexander Kokolichev, who is, it's no secret, he wants out of Boston. He wants to be playing in the NHL. I can't imagine that you wouldn't have not gotten that if you floated that to another NHL GM.
Talk about the deadline in general just around the NHL. Not a lot of splashy deals, although the one that was, in my mind, the splashiest didn't come down at 2:59 p.m. It happened a little while ago. Before that were the brothers Staal being reunited in New York. Do you think, in your opinion, that the bounty that the Rangers gave up for that Staal brother pales in comparison to his talent? I think they stole him.
I think they did, too. I'm admittedly not a big fan of Eric Staal's game. I think it's gone downhill. But if you can get a guy like Eric Staal on your team for 2 second-round picks and, you know, a mid-level prospect in Alexei Sorella, you know, you got to do it. It's the New York Rangers. They're always in contention. You're always going to have that really strong offensive group. You have one of the best goaltenders in the league behind you. And, you know, it's definitely going to help having that kind of player. And, you know, granted, Eric Staal only has 10 goals a season, so he's definitely not as productive as he has been. But he's not going to be playing that first-line role with New York. He's going to be playing second-line minutes, most likely at center. And, you know, I think that's going to give him a lot more of an opportunity to thrive. But, you know, as you mentioned, the trade deadline today, I think it's going to end up being maybe 12 or 13 trades coming in. A few of the guys in TSN were just tweeting that there are some minor trades still in the queue. So I think as those go on, you'll see a little bit more. But nothing major at all, probably all minor league deals. But most of the commotion kind of happened yesterday and Saturday. So as time goes on, with each passing year, you know, you're seeing less and less on the actual trade deadline day itself and more in the days leading up to it.
Mike McCauley, Boston Bruins writer for the Hockey Writers and NHL writer for the Cauldron, joining us here on Downtown. You can also follow him on Twitter at Mike McCauley, spelled M-I-C-C-O-L-I. Great follow there for Boston Bruins insight as well. Mike, thanks as always for joining us, and thanks for the great insight on the NHL trade deadline as we look and see if the Bruins can actually improve themselves with some of these moves. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Mike McCauley with some great insight on the NHL trade deadline. I think I'm in the same boat as Mike.